Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Official Game Stitch Podcast. This is episode 568. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Still under the weather.
Yes.
I was doing pretty good this morning. And then, I don't know, like 45 seconds before we get ready to start, I just can't stop coughing.
I know you had a little coughing episode.
Yeah. It's like it knew it was time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's passed or not. I don't know if there's more coughs to come. Hard to say, really.
Yeah. Do you have like the little mute on your thing? You can mute it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm going to cough directly in the microphone. You might hear the clicking of the cough drop, too, in my mouth. So I want you to just soak all that up.
Mm. Are you a Halls, Reezers, or what do you do?
No, I like the Ricola.
Mm.
I like the standard flavor Ricola. But I'll tell you right now, I'm enjoying one of these honey filled drops, and they're called Honeys.
Yeah, my wife gets those.
With the soothing honey center, and I gotta say, pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
But I kind of think they're a candy. Like it says, soothing honey center. Honey filled drops. At no point does it say it's like it's intended for any purpose other than entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But I like them. I probably should have brought a real cough drop out here.
Yeah.
But I brought the Honeys. So we'll just see. I have Skype has a mute button that I can hit. It's just a real roll of the dice on whether or not Skype ever comes back.
Mm-hmm. Got the Honeys pull. I'm trying to see which one.
I've got the pack. It's not that yellow pack though. It's like a maroon pack. It's not like a pouch. It's like a little, like that little bar over there. Yeah, it's like those, but it's a red pack. There they are.
Liquid honey filled drops.
They're those. That's the package. That one. Yeah. Well, no. The one beside it was. I think they're all the same, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not that one. The other way. I think they're all the same. That red one on the far right. That one. That's what's sitting right here beside me.
Nice.
See, so it's a soothing honey center as if it – if it's like I feel like they're marketing as if it's like a throat lozenge.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't – I just think they're candy kind of.
Because they taste good.
Yeah, they're a little, they're like maybe slightly medicinal, but they mostly just taste like a honey flavored candy.
So this one's milk and honey, the blue one.
They had the milk and honey, and I debated it, but I'd never had the original honey. So,
mm-hmm.
So I felt like I should try it. Now, Halls, you brought up Halls. Halls are grown men cough drops. I can't handle a Halls.
The fruit breezes aren't bad.
I've got the menthol Halls out there to put you in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, they will.
I mean, they'll put you in the hospital.
Yeah. So we had this one. She gets this one, the honey lemon.
All right. It says soothes sore throat naturally with honey, relieves coughing. I mean, maybe these are. Maybe these are medicine.
Maybe it's easier to give those to kids because, you know, it tastes good.
You got to watch that honey around babies, though. Yeah. Can't give these to babies.
Because now, some of these cough drops are just pure medicine. It tastes disgusting.
Halls.
Yeah.
I do those little balls. You know what I'm talking about? The little tiny balls.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're Halls. Halls balls. They're maybe called like blasters or something. I don't know. Halls balls could pull up anything. There they go. Oh, what is that?
A sugar-free one.
They sell their different flavors in those tiny little balls.
Yeah.
And, you know, Halls balls didn't pull up as graphic images as I thought it might.
Mm-hmm.
The packaging doesn't look like that, but I assume it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fresh breath candy. I have the actual cough drops. Yeah, maybe Halls balls cough. Because those packages don't look as fun as the ones that you pulled up. Um, There they are on the left. Now they're underneath you. When you close that out, they'll be on the far left. Halls Minis. It's apparently what they're called. They're balls, though. They come in a nice little travel case. So I'll do the hauls like that when they're in small doses. But a full hauls, I'm just not strong enough for that. But I'm telling you, that standard issue Ricola is where it's at. I will say that these honeys do have a fun honey center that naturally releases in your mouth. So what's your cough drop of choice?
It's whatever is in the whatchamacallit,
You just
the
don't
mess I
even
have it.
care.
No, just grab whatever. I
Are you
think
a cough drop guy?
sometime, like if I'm going out or if I'm like having a heavy episode and I need it, then yeah.
Follow-up question. Do you think that cough drops actually even do anything, or they just it's just mental?
No, I think it does something because I notice that anytime it helps. I think. As the liquid is going down your throat, I think it helps like the
Yeah, could you just suck
dryness.
on like a lolly though, and would it help? Like, is it the sucking and getting
No,
that moisture
I think
flowing?
it's the liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is what I think the last time I was like these type of.
All the elderberries.
Yeah.
That's some hippie shit right there.
Yeah, so that's what we were using the last time I was sick a couple weeks ago.
Anyways, I just need people to know the dedication. I've already had to eat it 25 times to cough. I'm on here. I'm sick. It's cold.
It is.
And also, we had a tornado come through yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And my stepdad has some damage to his house. So when I finish this, when I finish being cold, sick, and on this show, I got to go do that as well. So it's going to be a short episode.
Unfortunately, sorry.
Yeah, natural disaster happened, and he has some major damage to his house, and probably be a long day of cutting trees and moving stuff. I hope he's got some other friends that show up so that maybe it's just not him and I, because it'll probably be a long day. We'll see how it goes, though. Yeah, this is the time where people usually do a pretty good job showing up. But there's a lot of damage around the town, so a lot of people need help right now.
Yeah. It sucked. It came out of nowhere too. Like, well, we knew tornado weather was coming, but we didn't know it was going to bring an actual tornado. And it wasn't just like our where we live, it was several. Said he's got
Yeah.
hit.
It was one of those weird things where, tracking it, they were like, obviously we were under a tornado watch, but it's like tornado watch, severe thunderstorm watch, boom, tornado warning, it's on the ground. I mean, it felt that quick, and it stayed on the ground for a very long time and traveled a very long way. So the same tornado that ripped up Clarksville, if you will Google Clarksville, is the same tornado that did the damage to my stepdad's home. It actually basically was on his road, snapped every light pole over there, and then snapped all the trees and caused damage. It was the same tornado.
That's not theirs.
It's a
You
bad
sure?
deal. Now, you've got videos pulled up. There are a few things as menacing as a tornado. It's so big and so powerful. And when you're just looking at it, you're like, oh, that's just a cloud, But then when you see it up close and you see it just grabbing whole ass houses off the foundation, it is insane how much power is isolated in that little area. Unfortunately, there were some people who lost their life, so you always want as much warning as you can get, but in this case, it was maybe not enough. Sirens were going off, but it was, like you said, it was pretty quick.
Yeah, like I was walking in, I was in a parking lot walking, gonna walk into a store real quick, and then I heard the sirens going off, and then the people in the store come out and say, "Hey, just let you know, we're told to lock our doors. If you want to come in, you can come in, hang out, and be safe, or not. 'Cause, but our doors are locked." And I was like, "Well, I'm not going to be inside of a building like this." because it's a big warehouse style store, big lots.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be inside of a store like that.
You know, a lot of homes, especially businesses too, they just don't have anywhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
There are no shelters. I don't really have anywhere. I have a sort of have an interior hallway, but it's not great.
Yeah. I have like a mini bomb shelter downstairs, but if the house collapses on me, then I'm not getting out.
Yeah. I've also seen that mini bomb shelter and it has spider webs in it.
Oh no, it's all cleaned out now.
Oh.
We're actually I'm actually working on it. I got a lot of this stuff sanded down. I'm going to be painting it soon.
Once the spiders are out, I would use it, but not until then.
No, it's all cleaned up.
Yeah, bad deal. So today's episode, unfortunately, going to be a little cut short.
Mm-hmm.
We can just dive right in. I'm just going to mute this and cough while you talk.
All right. So would you play today? Not today, this week. Oh, did we lose you?
Oh, I'm back.
Okay.
Let's see. If you wouldn't have me mute, I could just coughed and you wouldn't have missed that. But see, I forgot to unmute.
Oh, no, we only got like a small, like start of a cough.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you got silent.
Yeah.
I was talking. I was like that guy on the corporate conference call. Anyways, I played a little Speedstorm. The Frozen pack is out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really know much about Frozen, but the track seems all right. The characters seem right. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But I'm just working my way through that. I played through chapter one of the Golden Pass. And so plugging along there, still playing Party Animals over on the Xbox. That game is an absolute blast. I have fun every time I play it.
Nice.
We played Rocket League for one night. We did terrible. We did the multiplayer night. We finished up Demio, which mm-hmm. I will touch on a little more when you're talking. And then the last two nights we played that old Lego Fortnite.
Oh, no one told me about that.
With me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, we're online. You could see us.
Well, no one's
we don't hide. We don't go incognito like you do.
Well, I see you guys online, but no one's telling me what you're
playing. We're in the public.
So I figure you're doing the Speedstorm or the...
No, we're just out there in the public playing the Lego. I have lots of thoughts about that game. It's neat. It's fun. It's server-based, so like everything we do is on his server.
Mm-hmm.
There doesn't appear to be a whole lot to do, but the map is massive. You know, so we're early, so it is obviously just collecting stuff and trying to upgrade the base and build new things. It's interesting. It's good. I have no earthly idea why it's in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Why they didn't just go ahead and make it a separate game. They also have that Rocket Racer in there, which is that Rocket League racing game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're trying to turn it into a platform, go after that Roblox style, I guess.
Right.
But I don't know. This Lego game 100% could have been a standalone game. I mean, it's robust.
Yeah. It looks like I had the trailer pulled. I had the trailer pulled to show it.
Yeah, it's very robust. I mean, it's obviously set in the Fortnite world. It's also very obviously Lego.
Mm-hmm.
You can build houses by like sets, like so if they have pre-made ones, or you can build block by block and build whatever you want. The more you upgrade your base, the more tools you get as far as building tools go, and there's crafting, and I mean it's a full-blown game. You know, you food, all that stuff, health, you can sleep.
So have you come across the skeletons that come out at night and when it goes out Fortnite.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Skeletons are everywhere. The cool thing is, as you build a village, you get other members in your village, NPCs, and as long as you stay close to home when stuff comes out, they'll help you kill it.
Mm, it's kind of like how Fortnite was if you play in the world, but without the villagers.
Yeah, and so it's kind of easy in that, like when they do come out and come after you, your dudes come in and they mess them up pretty quick. But it's been interesting. I mean, see that little floating pad? That's a thing you can build.
Mm.
like you get thrusters and things like that to make travel like a lot easier and things like that. But I think everything has to be like just built. So it definitely has like the Zelda Tears of the Kingdom vibe where you're just building stuff, hoping it works physics wise. But we're not very deep, but there's caves to go in, and it's very like Fortnite meets Lego meets Minecraft.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
Yeah, it's neat. He loves it. I'm okay with it. And I think I'm just okay with it because there are no, like, right now, there are no quests. It's just upgrade your base.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just kind of standing around. All your Fortnite skins move over to Lego, though, I think. So that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Or maybe all of them don't, but some of them seem to. Like, he's got one of the ones he paid for on Fortnite. He's using it in Lego, so. It's neat. I don't know how long we'll play it, but he loves it.
Well, if you guys play, I'm going to have to keep eye out, or I'm gonna have to keep eye on it tonight and see if you guys play or next couple nights.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll be on it tonight. We may play Party Animals tonight, but I'd say the next time we play after that, we probably will.
I'll keep an eye. Keep an eye out.
And that is all I played.
Okay, so I played like one day of Speedstorm. I did the first two levels in the new pack. And that was it. Then I went Speedstorm and I played a lot of Fallout 76.
Are you done with Speedstorm or are you just done for now?
I'm probably going to be just done for now. But
yeah.
I still have it on the system. But I've just been playing 76. The new season came out for 76. And I don't know. I've just been with me having my new base set up and doing stuff. There's actual couple little things you can do now. You can display your armor, your power armor sets. So I had to readjust the base because I didn't know I can display them until I went to someone else's base. And then that mannequins, you can display your uniforms, but you have to play the season and to unlock the mannequin.
Now, is this surprising you a little bit? Because you talked like you weren't really going to get back into it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I really wasn't going to. I just wanted to get my base built up, and because the fall first was free, so I can get the base built. But now I'm actually having fun doing some of the stuff that I used to do. Now they got the base and some of the new buildings, and now they dropped new shelters and new missions you can do. Where I was at with my armor and stuff is not as powerful as it was. So now I'm trying to get better armor.
So are you going to stick with it?
Probably for a little while.
Are you paying for the Fallout first?
No. It was only free for a weekend.
Do you feel like you should pay for it?
No.
Okay.
No, because everything I need built is built. I just can't store my extra stuff I have. I have enough stuff stored already. I just can't store anything else. And so I just have to just drop most of my loot that you build. Like when you scrap all the stuff you collect, those loose screws and acid and plastic, I just have to dump it all.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad you got back into it.
Yeah, because I really want to play other games, but it's not like I don't know what to play because there's so many different games I want to play that I haven't played yet. I'm behind on God of War, Assassin's Creed, and I want to play them, but I don't know which one I want to spend the next 3 months playing.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, so I have to play Spider-Man, the new one. I want to play Last of Us on the, because it. Again, my dad's, because he's sitting there watching me play, he wants to see it.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to play that again, but then I don't because I've already played the first one like four or five times, and the second one I played twice.
It's time to commit.
Mm-hmm.
Just then, pick one.
Then Power Washer Simulator became free, so I want to jump into that because I haven't played that yet.
That has the potential to be a multiplayer game, though.
Yeah, I just want to try it and see.
It's exactly what you think it is.
Oh, I'm sure. And then I might try to find a two-player game because he's wanting to play now, like a game with me to help me out. So we're going to Mine and two play. I might do help me have him help me do the Sackboy game to two player part and see if I can get some of that stuff.
Is he? What about It Takes Two?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, me and friend of the show Marshall 205 are still playing through it, but it was free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely built around, you know, obviously playing together.
Yeah, that then there was the prison one.
A Way Out.
Yeah, A Way Out. I think I have that one on there.
It has Full Frontal in it. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, that's fine. We're watching Spartacus right now.
Okay, well then you'll be at home then.
There's a lot of Full Frontal in that.
A Way Out was fun. It Takes Two is a better game, but you know, it tackles divorce, so it's maybe not as fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did play Foundation on the Quest.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It looks amazing. It is glitched out big time. Like there are certain things it doesn't really tell you what you're supposed to do, and you have to start over. It's one of those ones where you have to use the controller to move, and you have to, and you don't get right where you need to go because it just jumps you. Like you want to take one step and give it, makes you take three steps. So then you have to come back and you have to go two steps up and then three back. And
there's no smooth walking or smooth turning option.
No, not that I can find.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I've been so up and down back and forth with this meta support, trying to get this strap fixed on my elite strap with the battery.
Mm-hmm.
They finally agreed to send me a new one.
Oh, good.
I'm not even exaggerating. I bet it's like 10 emails back and forth. I answered 100 questions. I had to send in pictures. And this is for a known problem. Like, they know this is an issue. Mm-hmm. So why they made me jump through hoops, I do not understand. But even now, I have to package mine back, not its original packaging, but in a packaging that's tight-fitting and doesn't allow it to become damaged, but not the original packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Send it back to them, and then once they get it, then they'll mail me out a new one. So I'll still be without the thing for probably a couple weeks.
This is only just the Elite strap or the, right?
The Elite strap with battery, yes.
With battery, okay. So at least you still have your Quest.
I do, and the problem is, when we play Demio, I'm using pass-through mode because that's how I prefer to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I seriously get like an hour and a half of battery time out of it.
Yeah.
Now, if I turn that off, like I could probably play for about 2 hours. So it's not really affecting my day-to-day when I play solo.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm more irritated than anything. I'm not even irritated that the strap is having issues. I'm irritated that I had to jump through hoops. It's so bad they're not even selling them anymore until they can replace the ones that are out there. But I still had to jump through hoops to prove mine didn't work.
Right.
That's the issue I was having.
And friend of the show, Marshall 205, is still good as of right now.
Yeah, his seems to work completely fine, which some of them do. So I hope his stays that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want anybody to go through the process I went to. And knowing him, he'll send one email and they'll go, hey, go ahead and send it back for me, pal.
Right.
Not me. Thanks for your quick feedback. Can you answer these 142 questions for us, please? In the correct order without skipping any? I'm like,
Multiple answer times. Those.
Thanks for your quick feedback. Can you now answer these 75 questions? I was putting articles up top about how they don't work. I just kept attaching them. I'm like, I think this is the issue.
Oh, then they had you take pictures of it plugged in and.
It was plugged in, how it was plugged in, of the serial number. I mean, it was a whole thing. Just a whole ass thing. So I guess from one aspect, I would say shout out to Meta Support for being thorough as hell.
Yeah.
But from a consumer standpoint, it was not very friendly.
You don't, hey, at least you don't Yelp or anything like that to where you can.
Well, when you knowingly, when you sell me something that now has a known problem,
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't be hard for me to get a replacement. Right. If I was like, hey, my whole headset's not working, I get it. Ask me the 75 questions because they're not having issues.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, hey, you admit it by not selling it, right? You're like, hey, this car that we're not going to sell them anymore until we get them figured out because the transmissions are all going out.
Yeah.
Then I contact you and say, hey, I bought that car. My transmission went out. You're like, what? What do you mean? Let's tell us all about it. It's like, no, asshole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing right now? All you're doing is slow rolling it so you can stay caught up on all these. Or so someone just gives up and doesn't even mess with it.
Right.
And it's bullshit.
Number one bullshit.
Yep. So, anyway, did you play other stuff?
No, that was it. Okay. Just that foundation, turning to a foundation.
I have played very little VR, and not because I don't want to. I bought all those games, and I really want to, but I am extremely snotty and sneezing and coughing. Mm-hmm. And it just, eyes are watering. It just doesn't seem conducive to being in VR.
Yeah, when we played the other night, our multiplayer madness game, I guess the way the quest, I had it maybe a little too tighter pushing on my right nostril. It started running. So there was times I just kept on having to wipe my nose.
I was miserable when we played the Thursday because I just felt so bad.
And so as soon as I got I took it off, I had a big gush of like just snot come running down.
You had like little kid face while you were playing.
Oh, yeah. I think yeah. We did have a good time playing that. I think that night.
Yeah, we had fun. I had fun. I just felt bad. Yeah. And then when you feel bad, you don't want to put a thing on your face.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the most fun that we had had the whole time. I felt like everyone truly had fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That game is fun, and everyone had fun at different times, but that just really felt like the first time everyone locked it in at once.
Mm-hmm. There was nothing else going on in the background.
No, it's a good game. It's fun. It's, you know. I feel like by the end, everybody had a pretty good understanding of how to play their character.
Yeah. We didn't deviate. We kind of stayed together.
Went to a new map that nobody had ever seen.
Yep. We had better communication. People were awake.
And nobody fell asleep from the show Marshall 205.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's watching a Cowboys game from the show Marshall 205.
Nobody was ornery.
Marshall 205.
It was probably because he won money again.
Yeah, that's what it is. Demio is one of those games where when you're not playing, there is nothing to do, but you kind of need to watch what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a little boring in that, like, I'll have my turn, right? And it might be 5 minutes before I get to play again.
Yeah.
Depending on what you guys do. But what you guys do really determines what I do next as well. So you do have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
I did try the hand tracking mode. I don't know if it's because I felt bad or if it's because I'm trying to play in a seated position, but I definitely need practice with that. But I like the idea of not having the controllers.
Yeah.
But I was having issues picking things up, picking the right things up. I couldn't figure out how to do some things. It does work.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I need more practice with it. But I thought that was neat too. I really enjoy VR, and I enjoy VR with you guys. I just look forward to not being so sick.
Yeah. And then
so
actually
stuffy.
And actually being to play a whole time. We had to end it early because your battery was going dead.
That's correct. It's my fault the last two times that we had to stop because of my battery.
Yeah, because we could at least maybe got another level in, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to get to the boss.
Yeah.
I mean, we're close. So, what else you got?
That was it for the games.
And got a couple quick news.
Yeah. Three things in real quick.
This is abbreviated news.
Yeah. So I brought this up. hit the wrong button. Yeah. So Dave the Diver and Dredge is doing a crossover. So in the Dave the Diver game, you're going to actually do a Dredge DLC's coming.
So I just want to say this. Dave the Diver is absolutely pissing me off.
So you're playing it right now? Or
no, I want to play it. I just don't want to play on Switch.
Mm.
Don't have a PC to play on. And they just refuse to put this thing on PS5.
Yeah.
And I need them to. Because I want to play this game. Dave the Diver is for sure my kind of game. I hear nothing but good things about it. All the Dredge pulls up next to Dave.
Mm-hmm. And the characters are in it. The same thing. And you can catch the fish.
That's super awesome. Oh, it's the same publisher.
Yeah. So I like how they're doing a little crossover. I think it's cool.
We got an ad for Meta now.
Mm-hmm.
Was this the Asgard's Wrath?
Yeah.
December 15th. That game's close. It's free if you bought your quest. I think still free if you buy your quest 3.
All right, this one I thought was pretty cool. I just wanted to show you that. So there was a PlayStation boss who was retiring, and they gifted him a PlayStation 1 style PlayStation 5.
Is this Jim Ryan?
No, it's actually this gentleman, the older gentleman here. And here's the PlayStation 5.
Looks good. It's the PS1 colors. It does look good.
I really like the controller.
The controller looks solid. The PS5 is just the same, but in those colors.
Mm-hmm.
The charge cord is gangster, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because it has the fat plug.
And I give him a little cookie.
I think it is for Jim Ryan.
I couldn't pass up a chance to go to Jim Ryan's. Oh, yeah, it is Jim Ryan. Okay.
Yeah, he's on the cookie also.
Yeah, it is Jim Ryan. I thought it was this guy.
No, I think they're just hooking him up with it. That the box, everything is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're Jim Ryan, you just turn around and put that right on eBay. He worked the company for like 30 years. He's like, I'm just gonna eBay this.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see why the internet's a little salty because it looks good.
Yeah, and then we had the PlayStation 1 style PlayStation 4 that was pretty popular.
Now, I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but here's what I will say. They probably spent a lot of time and energy making just that one if that was the whole plan.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe keep your eyes out.
Right, and we do have the 30th anniversary is next year.
Mm-hmm.
So there keep could your be eyes a limited edition style. All right, now the big thing that happened over the weekend was the Game Awards. Did you happen to see any of the trailers or anything?
None of it. Totally in the dark here.
So just a quick rundown. They did Alan Wake 2 is getting a new Game Plus mode. They did Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons remake. This Big Walk game. This seems like your kind of game. If you want to play the trailer on any of them, just let me know.
Just scroll through them, and then we'll circle back if we need to. But I'll try to catch up by next week.
The casting of Frank Stone. That actually looked good. This was the game I really liked. I like this Black Myth Wukong. This one actually looked amazing. Probably won't play it, but or maybe not. This looked good too. The Tales of
Kinzera.
Kinzera, yeah, that looked good. Skull and Bones, more.
I'm so over Skull and Bones. Come out or don't.
Yeah, it does look good. It's supposed to be out February 16th of next year, so we'll see. Space Marine 2, Warframe. I see Banisher's Ghost of New Eden, Death to the Dead. That looked wild. Where is this? How Long Delivered Smoke? Where is this at? Hellblade 2, that's what this is. I was like, I know I've seen this. This looked wild too. And then they did a bunch of singing, dancing, and then a bunch of games that won. And apparently Spider-Man was nominated like 7 times. Spider-Man 2, it did not win anything. And so a lot of people were upset about that. And then certain games that won, they didn't think it was supposed to be won. Like Baldur's Gate 3 won a game, won some award that they didn't think it was supposed to win.
It won best game of the year.
Yeah. And I think that's what some people were saying, that it shouldn't have won.
It won game of the year. Over Alan Wake 2, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4 Remake, Super Mario Brothers, Wonder, and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see a mixture of winners up top.
Yeah.
As you're scrolling down, a lot of different stuff won.
Oh, yeah. And this one, this was another one. Best ongoing game, Cyberpunk 2077. They felt it shouldn't have won. It should have been Fortnite. Because Fortnite, especially with them just announcing the Lego.
I think it's tough, right? Because Cyberpunk was broken when it came out, and it's not now, where Fortnite's been good all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard. I mean, it's good to see that they stuck with it.
I did like this best community support. I did see No Man's Sky got nominated.
Hell yeah. They're just staying out there, man.
Mm-hmm. And then Sea of Stars won best independent game, but Dave Diver and Dredge both got.
Yeah, it's tough not to see those games win, but I've heard nothing but good about Sea of Stars. Yeah, I can't be mad at it. It would have been awesome to see Dredge take that, though.
And then VR games, Resident Evil Village, VR mode, but I forgot Humanity was in VR, and I still have to play the Horizon Call.
I just want to say that's a shitty list of VR games to be nominated. Resident Evil Village, Gran Turismo 7, Humanity, Horizon Call of the Mountain, and Synapse.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, you got like one real VR-based game in there.
Yeah.
Modes are bullshit that you're... I don't like that list.
That was pretty good. And then, was it Chris Dredd?
What's his name?
Judge or Chris Judge?
Chris Judd.
Yeah, he made a comment about
shit on Call of Duty.
Yeah, and people got pissed at him for that.
He said his speech is going to be longer than this year's Call of Duty campaign.
Yeah.
You know what, though? If you can't laugh, then don't go to things like that.
I mean, he's in a totally different genre poking at somebody. I think it's fun. Go ahead. Go for it. His game has nothing to do with any of those games.
He also said that it's one more studio he won't be able to work with.
Right.
So, I mean, he can understand the joy in that comment. So, I like when people have fun with things. Everything doesn't have to be so freaking serious and worried about everybody's feelings all the time.
Yeah.
It's okay to have a little fun. So, abbreviated show, but I got to get on the road. But I think we tried to give you at least a full-ish episode.
Yeah. Try to watch some of those trailers if you can this week. Maybe talk about some of the games you're interested in.
Yeah, I'll have a better recap by next week.
I'll have some other stuff, some goodies next week, maybe.
Gerald's goodies coming up.
Oh, yeah. All right. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at Game_Stitch. And follow me at HoFNShow. That was episode 569. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.